This is high school sports coverage on News Talk 1450 KFIZ. Tonight's game is brought to you by these community-minded sponsors: AirTech Heating, Eden Meat Market and Catering, Dan Sprader, your local Edward Jones representative, Taco Bell, Cole Oil and Propane, Quest Interiors, American Family Insurance agent Tim Cruz, and Baker Cheese. Now, let's go live to the broadcast booth for a preview of tonight's action on News Talk 1450 KFIZ.
Basketball fans, easy for me to say, happy Friday to one and all, and it is playoff time once again on this Friday evening as we bring you WIAA regional semifinal action as the St. Mary Springs Academy Ledgers play host to their conference foes, the North Fond du Lac Orioles, here on this Friday evening. From Hunter Gymnasium at St. Mary Springs Academy, Spencer Wagon here with you. Thanks for joining us this evening, and you're in tune with the Tip Cruz American Family Insurance pregame show right here on News Talk 1450 KFIZ. Got a good one on hand for us here tonight as the Ledgers and Orioles do battle here this evening. St. Mary Springs coming in 8-4 in conference play, 16-6 overall. North Fond du Lac just behind them in the playoff or the five-way conference standings with a 5-7 conference record, 10-12. Mark overall. And these two teams, of course, met twice in the regular season. In fact, the final regular season game of the year for both these squads was, well, just a week ago, Saturday, as the Ledgers and Orioles did battle. And, well, the Ledgers swept the season series with the Orioles this season, winning 44-36 last Saturday to claim that season sweep. Ledgers led 23-20 at halftime, outscored the Orioles 21-16 in the second half to seal the win. Braylee Freund with 13 points. Isabel Kuhn added 9 in the win for St. Mary Springs. Meanwhile, for North Fond du Lac in that loss last week Saturday, Haley Fetnar had 9 points to lead the Orioles in the loss. Ledgers won the first meeting between the teams as well back on January the 5th. Final score there was a 12-point margin of victory for St. Mary Springs, 49-37. Springs led by 10 at halftime in that contest. Outscored the Orioles 23-21 in the second half to take care of the victory. Reese Newman scoring 10 to pace SMSA in the win. Braylee Freund adding 9. Sydney Pitt scoring 8. Bree Rock, the leading scorer for the Orioles in that contest, in the loss for the Orioles. Orioles closing the regular season with a 3-game losing streak, but snapped that skid with a win over Lamira in the opening round regional game on Tuesday. Final score there was 57-50. The Orioles led just 21-18 at halftime and outscored the Lions 36-32 in the second half to pull out the win. Three players at double figures. That was the difference for North Fond du Lac in the victory. Bree Rock scored 16, Alessa Schneider had 13, and Lauren Stefacher had 11 in the win for North Fond du Lac in the opening round regional game over Lamira. Like we said, these two teams met twice. St. Mary Springs won both meetings. That's why the Ledgers got the 8-4 mark in league play, 16-6. North Fond du Lac just behind them at 5-7 and 10-12. Everybody looking up at Winnebago Lutheran, who finished 12-0 and 19-0. The Vikings are playing tonight against Bayville. We'll talk more about those matchups coming up here in just a bit. We'll see. It's interesting, always, as they say in sports, when you see two teams meet up for the third time of the season, it's always that saying, oh, it's tough to beat a team three times in 1 year. And we'll see if either team can take anything away, since they just played, what, 6 days ago on Saturday. See if any changes are made by Coach Gary Peel and the Orioles, or if St. Mary Springs continues kind of the script that it's been this year so far with their wins over the Orioles, where it's a close game to start. Maybe it stays close in the second half, but one team just makes enough plays in the end to pull away. See if the Orioles can flip that script here tonight. Of course, it's playoff time. It just means more here this evening. And on the horizon, likely. Of course, you got to play the games, but likely a shot at the number one seed in the regional, which would be Winnebago Lutheran, in a regional championship game coming up tomorrow evening. And should WLA win, that game would be over at WLA. Should St. Mary Springs win and Mayville pull the upset tonight, would be here at St. Mary Springs Academy with that game. But let's not put the cart before the horse. We got a game here to play here in about 9 minutes or so as we get set for high school hoops here tonight. Newstalk 1450 KFIZ. This is the Tim Cruz American Family Insurance pregame show. Give them a call, 921-7424, for all of your insurance needs. We'll take a quick timeout. Be back with more of the pregame show. Look at the other games we're watching for in the area here this evening as we get you set for Division III regional semifinal action. St. Mary Springs and North Fadillac coming up here on KFIZ.
In a lawsuit, a little extra liability protection can go a long way. I'm Tim Cruz with American Family Insurance. A personal liability umbrella policy from American Family Insurance offers $1 million or more of coverage over and above the limits of your auto and home policies. And it's affordable. For details, contact me, Tim Cruz, at 920-921-7424 or stop by my office at 218 North Seymour Street in Fond du Lac today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
American Family Insurance.
Attention HVAC technicians and installers. AirTech Heating wants to meet you. We have a long-standing reputation of honesty, integrity, and quality craftsmanship in Fond du Lac and the surrounding area. But as we grow, we're looking to add experienced techs and installers to our team, and fast. If you've got HVAC experience and want to join our amazing crew, apply today at airtech911.com. If you're looking for steady, full-time work, ongoing hands-on training, excellent pay and benefits, uniforms, trucks, and tools provided, AirTech Heating is the place for you. Apply today at airtech911.com.
I love your new countertops.
Thanks, I do too. It's Quartz from Quest Interiors.
Quest Interiors does countertops?
Yep, they have an awesome selection of Quartz countertops on display right in their showroom. You just choose the style and color you want from their Power By selection, and Quest Interiors does the rest.
Wow, sounds easy to me.
And the best part is, because they fabricate their own countertops, they saved us a lot of money.
Get Quartz countertops for less at Quest Interiors, Fond du Lac, and Oshkosh.
Small town, huge flavors. In the heart of Eden, Eden Meat Market and Catering, serving your family with custom cuts of steaks, chops, and chicken from their full-service meat counter. They also make fresh homemade pizza, 12 varieties to choose from, all with real Wisconsin mozzarella cheese, fresh veggies, or their own homemade sausage or pepperoni. Weekly specials at EdenMeat.com. Eden Meat Market, taking you back to simpler times since 1890.
News Talk 1450 KFIZ Sports. Our teams play here.
Welcome back to St. Mary Springs Academy as we bring you high school hoops here tonight. Division III girls regional action as the St. Mary Springs Ledgers take on North Fond du Lac here this evening. Again, you're tuned with the Tim Cruz American Family Insurance pregame show here on News Talk 1450 KFIZ. Oh, here's a question for all the guys out there, by the way. Why is it that we haul all kinds of stuff in our trucks? I don't have a truck, but maybe you do. We haul lumber, we haul ATVs, we haul furniture. Everything is strapped down tight, except you. Come on now. You're just as important as your buddy's blue plaid sofa. Buckle up. Pickup trucks rock. They also roll. No matter what you drive, buckle up and phones down. That message courtesy of the WIAA and the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. As we roll on here on the pregame show, counting down to tip-off here tonight, let's take a look at some of the other games in the region this evening. Of course, quite a few games going on in the region tonight. This is the regional semifinal round, regional championships coming up tomorrow. And then after the regional championships are decided, all of the regionals are reseeded. The regional champions are reseeded. So normally what you'd see is if you look at the brackets, you'd see, okay, take for instance, say St. Mary Springs were to win the regional. They would play the team that's above them or below them on that same side of the bracket. Well, that might not necessarily be the case this year. You'd think it would be. It's still some uncertainty with how that's going to go, but the regional champions are going to be reseeded. I would assume likely on the same side of the bracket because it wouldn't make sense to have, say, a Winnebago Lutheran or St. Mary Springs play a team from Northwest Wisconsin in a sectional semifinal. But stranger things have happened, as we know that. But that's what it's going to kind of look like. Those reseedings will happen this weekend. And we'll learn more. We'll learn as you learn, essentially, what these sectional semifinals and sectional finals will look like in the coming week where sectional semifinals will be next week Thursday. Sectional finals will be next week Saturday with state to follow. But let's rewind. Hit rewind on your VCR, and we will talk about tonight's games in the region tonight. Quite a few games going on, of course. Division One action tonight. The Fond du Lac Cardinals are on the road at Oshkosh West. In Division Two, Waupun is at home this evening against Wisconsin Dells. Kewaskum is hosting Plymouth. Berlin is on the road at Xavier. Winnick County traveling to Menasha. I mentioned Division Three, Winnebago Lutheran, the top seed, unbeaten Vikings. They are hosting Mayville this evening. Laconia hosting Columbus. Omro traveling to Westfield. The New Holstein plays at Howard Grove. Peel is at Valders. In Division Four, Princeton Green Lake is hosting Montello. And in Division Five, Oakfield hosting Houstonsburg this evening. Lord's Academy playing host to Stockbridge. And Elkhart Lake, Glen Beulah, has to make the trip over towards central Wisconsin, potato country, as they take on the Almond Bancroft Eagles from the booming metropolis of Almond, Wisconsin, over in central Wisconsin. A little bit of a hike there for Elkhart Lake, Glen Beulah. But the resorters are known for their vacations, I guess, as they head over in D5. Like we said, the winners will advance to the regional championship games coming up on Saturday. Looking at these teams in more detail as we get closer to tip-off here this evening. Like we mentioned, St. Mary Springs sweeping the season series with North Fond du Lac. Leading scorers for both teams. Very even scoring for St. Mary Springs. We talked about this when we saw them against Winnebago Lutheran a few weeks back at our Saturday showcase. But Reese Newman leading the team and scoring 9.3 points per game. You might say, wow, 9.3 points per game, that's it? But they do spread it out, obviously. A lot of balanced scoring for Coach Mitch Redding and the Ledgers. Reese Newman at 9.3. Kaylee Hoffman around 8.4 points a game. Same with Sydney Pitts, 8.4 on the button as well. Isabel Kuhn around 7 points a game. Same with Braylee Freund. And then a little bit of a drop-off between Braylee Freund and the next closest scorer to her with Tessa Tenney's, averaging around 3. Taylor Rowe averaging just a hair under 3 points a game as well for St. Mary Springs, same with Katie Fabricius, 2.5 points a game for the Ledgers. Three Rock is the rock, I guess you could say, for the Orioles. And their head coach, Gary Keel, she averages around 10 points a game. Lauren Stettbacher averaging 6.5. Madison Schrank averaging around 6.2 with Alexis Schneider, 6.1 points a game. Haley Bednar averaging around 5. Haley Herzig around 3.6. And Megan Pellott around 3.5. points a game for North Fond du Lac for the season so far. Mentioned those flyaway standings, WLA at 12-0 and 19-0, Laconia at 10-2 and 18-6, a different regional for Laconia this year too. The rest of the flyaway is seemingly up in the top right, I guess, if you're looking at the brackets, while Laconia is toward the left-hand side for Laconia, playing closer to with teams like Columbus, with some different Madison area teams in that regional. St. Mary Springs, North Fond du Lac bring up 3-4. Omro 4-8, 8-14. Mayville 2-10, 4-14. And Lamira 1-11 and 2-19 for the Lions. Except for action here this evening, we do have pregame announcements coming up here as we get set for action here on Newstalk 1450 KFIZ. Of course, you can find us streaming worldwide at KFIZ.com. If you're not listening on the traditional radio waves at 1450 on your AM dial, you can catch us there. You can also catch us at KFIZ.com. Download the TuneIn app for your Apple or Android device. And I believe you're able to watch this on the live stream for St. Mary Springs. I think it's SMSA Sports on YouTube, if I'm not mistaken. The camera is on to my right here. The upper gym here at the Hutter Gymnasium. I'm not sure if it is operational. I would assume it is. But we may be the only game in town here this evening for media coverage of this game. And that's been fantastic. We are almost set for tip-off. Let's take a quick timeout as we get set for Division III Girls Regional Basketball here on News Talk 1450. KFIZ.
Baker Cheese, the pioneer of string cheese, is one of the largest standalone string cheese operations in the country, partnering with excellent local farmers so that in less than 48 hours from the time the milk leaves the farms, Baker's all-natural string cheese is ready for your enjoyment. Celebrating over 100 years of exceptional quality, visit the Baker Cheese store on County Road G in St. Cloud or call 477-7111, 477-7111 to place your order. Baker Cheese, freshest in every bite.
Successful teams don't take the field without proper practice first. At Cole Oil and Propane, they've been perfecting their craft for four generations. The team members at Cole Oil go to great lengths to make sure they know you and your needs, many times before you even do, like full-time tank monitoring, allowing Cole Oil and Propane to keep an eye on your tanks so you don't have to. Become a part of the Cole Oil and Propane team today. Four generations of success, putting their success to work for you. Find out more at Cole Oil and Propane.
Do your life goals. Shouldn't your financial advisor take the time to get to know them? I do. I'm Dan Sprader, a Fond du Lac Edward Jones financial advisor. The most important goals I have are yours. That's why I take the time to understand your needs, and I can recommend personalized strategies with your goals in mind. Contact me at 923-3934. Making time to take the time. That's how Edward Jones makes sense of investing. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Looking for future leaders we can trust and believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Wisconsin. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It begins by making their grades and being on time for practice. It includes learning to listen, following directions, accepting responsibility, being a good role model. And it's about respect for officials, opponents, the rules, and each other. The result? It transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. High school sports. There's so much more than just a game. This message presented by the Wisconsin Interscholastic Athletic Association and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
50 KFIZ Sports, the only game in town.
Welcome back to St. Mary Springs Academy. Let's get your starting lineups here for tonight's game.
Starting with your starting lineups for the game. First four, North Carolina. At 1-4, line 60, and number 21, Haley Bechtar. Also, forward 5-9, number 31, Leslie Schneider. At one time, 5-4-3, number 1, Andy Hersey. All the way guard, 5-4-3, number 2, Madison Frank. And the other guard, 5-6, number 12, Breedlove. Warriors are close to 5-3, by Andy Hersey. That's a goal player.
Bring them out.
Schrank, Rock, Bednar, and Schneider. Set for action here this evening as the Ledgers take on the Orioles. Ledgers in the home once with the blue lettering and numerals. And North Fondalac in the road black jerseys with the white lettering and numerals and the orange striping down the side. Black and orange of Oriole Nation, blue and white of Ledger Nation. Iowa Conference clash in the postseason as St. Mary Springs will start with possession. Ledger's inbounding on the near sideline. They move right to left in this WIAA Division III regional semifinal game. Ledger's working with it here. Ledger's holding it near top of the circle. And St. Mary Springs starts possession here, just underway in this B3 regional game. Ricky back out here. Newman hands it off. They'll work it back to the top of the circle. Rolling over to the right-hand side here. Bringing it in to the post. They'll kick it back out to Newman. Newman tosses top of the circle, coming in from the left-hand side. Now we're looking back out. High toss across the court, into the right corner. 17-16 to play in the first half, and now it's Steele. Ledger's turn it over, and the Orioles will take it back the other way. Setting up the offense here. Here's Herzig with the first touch of the evening. Herzig tossing into the corner. Right-hand side, working it back out to Herzig. And now Herzig will hand it off at the right wing. She gets it back top of the key. Herzig tossing into the right corner. Still scoreless. Minute into play between St. Mary Springs and North Fond du Lac. Bednar works it into the post, trying to feed it in for Schneider. Schneider turns it over, and here comes St. Mary Springs. Kuhn falling down, throws it into traffic in front of the basket. It rolls off. No good there for Hoffman. Hoffman cleans up the miss from Izzy Kuhn. It goes back to the way to the Orioles. Fadalak working it into the corner with Schneider. They get back to Herzig. Herzig rolls it into the corner now, right-hand side. They get back out. It's Herzig again. Getting it over to Bednar. Bednar at the right-hand side. Back to Herzig. She'll whip it to her left. Getting it in left side of the lane. I'll kick you back out. Drive through the lane. Circus shot up and in for Bree Rock. A runner from Rock makes it 2-0 Orioles. 15:53 to play in this first half. Whistle here along the perimeter. Foul is called by Bree Rock, her first and the team's first. And St. Mary Springs will retain possession here. Ledger's trailing 2-0 on the Quest interior scoreboard. Pulling it in, trying to find Hoffman right side of the lane. It goes out of bounds. Last touch to buy the Orioles, so it stays with St. Mary Springs on the sand. Quick toss in, right of the lane, kicking it back out into the corner. Driving inside, tossing it back out. Ledger's looking for the first points of the game. Feeding it in, left-hand side, getting it to Freund. Freund brings it in from the left quarter. Works it back out. They get here to Newman. Newman loses the handle. Kicks it to Freund. Freund, that is, on the left. Now back over to the right. Top of the circle for Newman. And to get back in. Tossing it into the corner. Now, Newman again. Back to the right wing. Need to get here. Getting it to Freund. Freund nearly has it taken away. Right of the lane. Here it is. Now back out. Newman dribbles to the free throw line. Into the corner now. Short jumper on the way. Hoffman can't find the touch. And ball just sitting there. Who wants it? And it's rolled back in. The Orioles going to take it away. Ball just kind of sat there for one of the bounds on the baseline. Nobody really wanted it. As Rock sizes up a three and misses it, Orioles try to tap it back in. And it will be, should be, St. Mary Springs basketball here. 14:39 to play in the first half. 2-0. Orioles. It stays with the Orioles here as they were able to bounce it off of a Ledger player. Herzig gets it here for the Orioles. She'll roll it in. Coming in, short runner, left it short, it's Bednar. St. Mary Springs taking it back the other way. Get into the corner. Sydney Pitts hits, tosses it out, gets it to Newman. Works it over to the right-hand side. Now Newman gets it back near half court. Newman getting it here to Pitts. Pitts tosses it across the court, back to the right-hand side. Now she'll get it back. Getting it inside, getting it in for Hoffman. It's knocked away from her, and the Orioles take it away. Our final act back the other way. Bringing it up the court here. Working it into the left-hand corner. Getting it out to Herzig. Herzig going back into the left corner. Around the perimeter here. Get back to Herzig, right side, bouncing it right of the lane, rocked with the short runner. No, but the Orioles get the offensive board. Rock is trapped at the corner. She brings it out, weaving through the defenders. And a whistle here. And it is a timeout taken by North Fondalac. 13:31 to play in this first half. It is 2-0. North Fondalac in front of St. Mary Springs. And we tell you that tonight's game is brought to you by Quest Interiors. Offering flooring, cabinetry, countertops, window treatments, exceptional style, and exceptional savings. Fondalac and Oshkosh. Also a big thank you to Baker Cheese. With freshness in every bite, that's Baker Cheese on County Road G in St. Cloud. Set for action to resume here as the Orioles hold a 2-0 lead. Bucket from Bree Rock, the only scoring so far, as North Fondalac comes out of the timeout with possession here. Orioles work it. Inside, bouncing it into traffic, splitting the defenders, putting it up and in, is Bednar. Haley Bednar makes it 4-0. Lead doubles for North Fondalac. Now a three left side, bounces off the rim, no good for Tessa Tenney's, and a putback up and in. As Haley Hoffman cleans up the miss, and she cuts that lead in half, 4-2. North Fondalac in front with 12:55 to play in the first half. Orioles working with it here. This pass well away from where it was intended to go. Errant pass intended for Bree Rock. It goes out of bounds, and it will be Springs basketball. 49 to play first half. Orioles 4 and Ledgers 2. Here's Tenney's. Tenney's to the free throw line. She'll work it back out. Getting it off here. Getting it to Freund. Freund bounces it left side. Jumper good. Izzy Kuhn ties us up at 4 apiece in the Quest Interior scoreboard. 4 all with 12:28 to play in the first half. Go for pressure here for St. Mary Springs as Stenbacher brings it up the court. She'll toss it in front of the hoop up and in. Lexi Schneider, her first point of the evening, puts the Orioles back in front at 6-4, 12:12 to play in the first half. Newman tosses into the corner for Tenney. Tenney. Eating it down low in front of the basket, off glass it in. Izzy Kuhn again. Off the assist from Hoffman, she ties us up at 6 on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Now the Ledgers get a steal and a chance to go in front for the first time this evening. Taking off from top of the key, feeding it out. Kuhn jumper just inside the left corner. And the ball bounces out here to the Orioles. 11:39 to play first half, 6 apiece on the Quest Interior scoreboard in this D3 regional semifinal game. Catching right of the lane, bringing it past the defender, up and in. Nice move by Bednar. Haley Bednar now with 4. It's 8-6 Orioles on the Quest Interior scoreboard. 11:20 to play in the first half. Looking into the corner, Tenney's tosses it left of the lane, finding Hoffman, and knocked out of bounds off the Orioles. Checking in for North Fondalac here. Madison Schrank stepping in. Ball stays with St. Mary Springs. They'll toss it in. Hoffman catches right in front of the basket. Can't make the easy layup. Ball rolls out. And after a little scrum for it, the Orioles will take it back the other way. Quickly going ahead of the Orioles. Toss it here to Schrank. Schrank works it into the right corner, brings it just inside the perimeter, behind the back pass, getting it back out to Bednar. Bednar bounces it off, three-pointer on the way, bounces off the rim, no good. As the Orioles miss the three-point attempt, Ledger's back the other way, a chance to tie or take the lead here. Left-hand corner, here's Newman. Newman hands it back, and now they work it into the corner here. They get back out on the perimeter. Freund passes it up, tosses to Newman in the corner. Newman brings it in left corner. Up to Freund for three. Bounces off the rim, no good. Almost went down for St. Mary Springs, but the Orioles take it back the other way, leading 8-6. With 10:18 to play in the first half. Schrank bringing it in from the right wing. She'll toss to Bednar. Bednar bounces it left of the lane. Jumper good. Lauren Stettbacher's first point of the evening makes it 10-6, a four-point advantage for the visiting Orioles here this evening. Ledger's basketball now. St. Mary Springs works it back the other way. Drive, the basket up and in. As Reese Newman scores for the first time this evening. 10-8, the lead is 2 for North Fond du Lac here this evening. 9:41 to play in the first half. And a strip here. Set up for a strip. Almost had a chance at a 3 there. Ledger's passed it up. They'll toss to Newman. 3 left corner. No. Offensive board, though, coming down to St. Mary Springs. Ledger's with the basketball. Trailing by 2. Chance to tie or take the lead. Bouncing right of the lane. Kicking it back out. Rookie back to the top of the circle. Finding it to Newman. Newman, left wing. 3. Good. Reese Newman. Reese Newman knocks down the triple. Ledger's go in front for the first time this evening. With 9:08 to play in the first half, it is St. Mary Springs 11 and North Fond du Lac 10 on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Tonight's game is brought to you by Dan Sprader, your local Edward Jones advisor, and 976 East Johnson Street in Fond du Lac. Also, a big thank you to AirTech Heating, AirTech and Bryant doing whatever it takes at 924-6742. So 9:08 to play in the first half. And the Ledgers have taken a one-point lead. First lead of the ball game on that three-pointer from Reese Newman. Orioles have led up until that basket. Biggest lead was 4. Two different occasions. Urzik catches in the right corner. Now dribbles it to the right wing. Stettbacher, she'll pull the trigger from distance, misses the 3, long off the rim. Ledger's come back the other way. Springs back the other way at the right wing, beating it into the post for Hoffman. Hoffman tosses it off. Here's Kuhn. Kuhn bounced back out to Hoffman. Jumper on the way, bounces off the rim, no good. Short jumper missed by Hoffman. As Schrank will take it back the other way, she'll toss to Stettbacher here. Stettbacher, the runner, good. Lauren Stettbacher now with 4. Orioles back in front at 12-11 with 8:20 to play in the first half. Here's Pitts. Pitts will toss it. Handing it to Kuhn inside to Hoffman. Now back out. Nearly threw it away, but was able to track it down. Tenney's working with it now. She'll skirt across the free throw line. Keep back out. As Fabricius has it here. Into the corner here, left-hand side. Now back here, top of the key. And he gets back off here. Jumper, free throw line, well off the mark, no good for Sidney Pitts. And the Orioles sprinted back the other way. Stettbacher, the floater again. That one right will throw. Lauren Stettbacher, 6 points for her, and lead back to 3 for the Orioles at 14-11. And a pass out of bounds. Last touch by St. Mary Springs. And back to North Fond du Lac it goes. As Bree Rock steps back in here. 7:32 to play in the first half. Orioles 14. And Ledger's 11 on the Quest Interior scoreboard. E3 regional semifinal game. Here's Herzig. Herzig tossed to Stettbacher here. With he to the left-hand side. Now back to Herzig on the right wing. He gets into the corner, three-pointer around the way, bounces off the rim once, out of bounds, and last touch by the Orioles. So they'll go back to St. Mary Springs. 7:16 to play in the first half, 14-11 on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Ledger's trail by 3. It's D3 regional game. Singing into the corner here. St. Mary Springs with the basketball, working it to top of the key for Pitts. Pitts finds Fabricius left-hand side. Back out to Pitts near top of the key. Fabricius here, left side, looking into Kuhn. Jumper on the way, good. Sidney Pitts knocks down the deuce, 14-13 on the Quest Interior scoreboard. And a dribble along the sideline, out of bounds. North Fond du Lac dribbles it on the sideline. So it goes back to the Orioles, or the Ledgers, pardon me, with 6:48 to play in the first half. 14-13 our score. 1 point advantage. Ledger's holding it here, finding Hoffman right of the lane. She should get back out. They work working around the perimeter here for Bricious. Left wing, bounce to get into Hoffman. Hoffman gets the cut, but cannot finish in front of the hoop. Getting it into Hoffman. Hoffman tosses corner for Bricious. Three off the mark, no good. And the rebound is pulled down by the Orioles. 6:20 to play first half. Orioles 14, Ledgers 13 on the Quest Interior scoreboard. As here's Schneider. Schneider gets it into the corner. Baseline drive, left side, jumper off the rim, no good. Gets her own miss, tries to save it, and it'll go out of bounds. Last touch by Schneider. Back to St. Mary's Prince. And Bednar into four. North Fond du Lac. Braley Freund and Reese Newman back in for St. Mary Springs. 6:02 to play in the first half. 14-13 our score on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Orioles in front in this D3 regional semifinal. Freund has it. Freund tosses the free throw line to Newman. Now gets it back at the right wing. To the right corner. Freund gets it back. Freund playing catch with her teammate in the corner. Dribbles it back out to Pitts. Pitts finding Hoffman out to Freund at the left wing now. Freund working back to top of the key for Pitts. Pitts back over to the right-hand side. Dribbling it into the right-hand corner. 5:25 to play. Orioles leading by one at 14-13. Ledger still working the ball along the perimeter here. Here's Pitts. Pitts works it back over to the right side. Now she'll get it back. Getting it here to Freund. Freund from the left wing. Back to Pitts. Pitts tosses into the corner. Now she gets it back. Going to take off. She'll toss it to the corner again. Ledgers for a good shot. Rolling it into Hoffman. Hoffman, turnaround, jumper, no. And the rebound bounces out to the Orioles. And to extend the lead under five to play, 14-13 on the Quest Interior scoreboard. As Roth tosses it in, working it in against the defender is Bednar, and she goes up with it. It's knocked away from her. Ledgers take it back to the wing. Hits will hand it off. Three-pointer on the way. Rattles out. No good for Reese Newman. Offensive rebound by the Ledgers. And the ball rolls out. Trapped in the corner. They roll it out. Great rebound. To get it back for Freund there. She was trapped in the corner. Found her teammate. Now a three on the way. Well short. And out of bounds for North Fond du Lac. Freund was trapped in the corner and found it out to Newman, who was calling for it from right behind her. And it will go back after the missed three by the Ledgers. It will go back to North Fond du Lac here with 4:15 to play in this first half. Orioles still lead 14-13 on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Stepbacher sprints it across the half-court line. She'll hand it here to Herzig. Get into the corner here. Jumper on the way, and a foul here is sent Bree Rock to the free throw line. Foul is on Reese Newman, her first and the team's first. And Rock will shoot two for the Orioles. First one good. Rock with 3 points. Lead is 15-13 on the Quest Interior scoreboard. As Schneider steps back in for the Orioles. Rock averaging around 11 a game for the Orioles this season as Rock sinks them both. 4 points for Bree Rock. The lead is 3, 16-13 North Fond du Lac with 3:57 to play in the first half. Here's Freund at the free throw line. She'll toss it out onto the wing. Kicking it back out for Newman. Newman dribbles it in underneath the hoop. Kicking it into the corner. Nearly tipped away, but the Ledgers get it back. Here's the three-pointer on the way. Bounces off the rim. No good. And tracking it down is Pitts. She tracks down her own miss from all the way at top of the circle into the corner. Pitts coming underneath the hoop, and she is fouled as she cuts it in from the left-hand side. Foul is called. Three Rock for second. And just the second team foul as Sydney Pitts goes to the line for two. Pitts sinks the first. She's got 3 points. As Schrank comes back in for North Fond du Lac. And Pitts two for two. 4 points for her. It is a one-point game again. 16-15. North Fond du Lac with the lead, 3:26 to play for the half on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Sprinting across the half-court line is Bednar. Work it back out here to Schrank. Schrank tossing in the corner. Right-hand side now gets it back off the pass from Schneider. Stepbacher over on the left. Get back here to Herzig. Now to Stepbacher, left-hand corner. Stepbacher tosses across. Schrank for three. Bounces off the back of the rim. No good. Offensive board comes out to the left. The Orioles, excuse me. Stepbacher tosses one up. Misses it off the rim. No good. The rebound pulled down by St. Mary Springs. Ledger's back the other way. And here's the three-point attempt on the way. Hits the net, but didn't go through the net. Missed there by Taylor Rowe. And back it goes to the Orioles. 2:36 to play in the post. Working it out. Left side jumper, no good for North Fond du Lac. And under 2.5 to play, the lead stays 16-15 for North Fond du Lac. There's Rowe. Rowe tossing it off here, getting it to Newman. Out to throwing for three. That one tosses off the rim, no good. And the Orioles will get another chance with it here. 2:12 to play, first half. North Fond du Lac leading 16-15 on the Quest Interior scoreboard. The toss in on the low block, getting it off the Schrank again. And a double team here. Ball nearly thrown away. Schneider is working with it in the corner. Working here to Stepbacher, left of the lane to the basket. It rolls off no good. And a rebound here. And a whistle, and they'll get a foul here, it looks like, on the Orioles. Yeah, it is. Bailey Herzig, the guilty party. Her first, the team's first. Team's third, pardon me. I believe it said team's first. So three team fouls for the Orioles, just one for St. Mary Springs. Ledger's had the basketball trailing 16-15 with a minute 40 left to play in the half. Newman brings it up the court. Newman will hand it here, driving right at the lane. Short jumper off the mark. No good, but a second chance at a foul. So Hoffman did a good job to save it off the miss. And the foul is called on Lefty Schneider for North Fond du Lac. Two shots here for Tessa Tenney. She's the one who missed it. She ended up getting it back off the toss-in from Hoffman. And Tenney sinks the first. We're tied at 16. 91 seconds to play in the half on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Tenney's misses the second. And Schrank will track it down here for North Fond du Lac as Stepbacher sprints it up the court. And her pass almost thrown away. Schrank says, oh my goodness, I better get that. And she does. Now Stepbacher dribbles it over. Herzig tossing in the corner, getting it to Schneider. Back to Herzig. Herzig dribbles to the free throw line, flips it back out to Stepbacher. Stepbacher tossing in the corner, saving it to Schrank. She saves it into Izzy Kuhn. And the Ledgers will take it back the other way, a chance to break the tie. Three-pointer on the way for the lead. Off the front of the rim, no good. Kuhn gets the offensive board, and she'll toss it out here. Getting it to resume it. Over to the right-hand side. Three-pointer. Good! Raleigh Froyen's first bucket of the evening is a triple, and the Ledgers have their biggest lead at 19-16. And here the Orioles are called for the turnover. Say the ball as it rolls out of bounds is last touched by North Fond du Lac. And the ball will be given back to St. Mary Springs with 38.4 left. The Ledgers get a chance to extend the lead out, leading 19-16 after Froyen's three. Kuhn has it here. Kuhn will hand it. Toss into the corner from the right-hand side. Work it back out near the top of the circle. 25 seconds left. Ledgers lead by three, 19-16 on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Here's Hoffman tossing it out. Three-pointer, left side. Bounces off the rim, no good. Grabbing the rebound is Schneider from North Fond du Lac. And with 10 seconds left, the Orioles have a chance here. Herzig tossing in the corner, rolling it in. Schneider has it, puts it up. Well short with 2 seconds left. Ledger's running half-court. He bounces off the backboard. No good. And that is the halftime score as the Ledgers hold a 19-16 advantage over North Fond du Lac here in this WIAA regional semifinal game. You're in two with the Taco Bell Halftime Show now here on News Talk 1450 KFIZ. We'll bring you a recap of the first half coming up here shortly as we are at halftime here of this D3 regional semifinal game. Ledger's leading the Orioles 19-16. Take a quick timeout. We'll hear from Matt LePay with a Badger update here in just a bit. And more halftime programming coming up here on this Friday evening, high school sports on News Talk 1450 KFIZ.
Small town, huge flavors in the heart of Eden. Eden Meat Market and Catering, serving your family with custom cuts of steaks, chops, and chicken from their full-service meat counter. They also make fresh homemade pizza, 12 varieties to choose from, all with real Wisconsin mozzarella cheese. Fresh veggies for their own homemade sausage or pepperoni. Weekly specials at EdenMeat.com. Eden Meat Market. Taking you back to simpler times since 1890.
What do basketball, choir, drama club, and marching band all have in common? They're all high school activities that offer learning opportunities not necessarily found in the classroom. They take up just a fraction of a typical Wisconsin high school's budget, and they go a long way to giving young people the tools they need to thrive. High school activities, they're more than extracurricular. They're extra important, too. This message presented by the Wisconsin Interscholastic Athletic Association and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
The second half of the Badgers' Big Ten schedule sure is a challenge, including home and road games with Illinois and Iowa, as well as a return game with Michigan and later a road trip to Purdue. All their teams jockeying for position in a tough Big Ten race. And it's just the way Brad Davison likes it. We'll have more after this.
The injured reserve list. It's where no one wants to find themselves. But we're not just talking about sports. We're talking about everyday life, when pain prevents you from doing what you love. Enter UW Health Orthopedics, the team to turn to for everything from common hip and knee pain to joint reconstruction and replacements, because their game is getting you back in the game. Call UW Health Orthopedics and Rehabilitation for a consultation. UW Health. Remarkable.
As the Badgers continue to move through the second half of the conference schedule, it's fair to say they will be tested time and time again. They'll face teams not only at or near the top of the Big Ten standings, but with teams many consider to be among the best in the country, with legitimate Final Four hopes. For the best of competitors, it's exactly what you would want, and you can count Brad Davison in that group.
That's something that I remember talking to my family about. I said, when it comes to February and March, I don't want to be competing to get into the tournament. I want to be competing for championships, and I want to be competing against the other top teams in the country. You know, those primetime games, the ability to make a statement, control your own destiny. You know, that's what it means to be a Wisconsin Badger here in our program. So we're looking forward to it, whether you want to call it backloaded or pressure, whatever. We call it opportunity, and we put ourselves in a great spot with to control our destiny. A lot of opportunities coming up.
A scheduled game Sunday against Michigan, followed by a Thursday matchup with Iowa. Two big home games for Wisconsin. We'll have more on Monday. This is Matt LePay and Madison on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Successful teams don't take the field without proper practice first. At Cole Oil and Propane, they've been perfecting their craft for four generations. The team members at Cole Oil go to great lengths to make sure they know you and your needs, many times before you even do, like full-time tank monitoring, allowing Cole Oil and Propane to keep an eye on your tanks so you don't have to. Become a part of the Cole Oil and Propane team today. Four generations of success, putting their success to work for you. Find out more at Cole Oil and Propane.
There's no escape. You can't hide. They're following you. Your cravings for nacho fries will never stop. The warm nacho cheese sauce and savory Mexican spices will not let you get away. So there's only one thing left to do. Run to Taco Bell, because nacho fries are back. Head to Taco Bell and silence your cravings before nacho fries disappear again. Only at Taco Bell. At participating U.S. locations for a limited time only.
News Talk 1450 KFIZ Sports. Our teams play here.
Welcome back to St. Mary Springs Academy here in this WIAA Division III Regional semifinal game. The St. Mary Springs Academy Ledgers lead North Fond du Lac by a score of 19-16 on the Quest Interior scoreboard. And Taco Bell, of course, Taco Bell halftime show that is brought to you by Taco Bell, one of two locations on East and West Johnson Street in Fond du Lac. Make the night memorable and live Moss with Taco Bell. Low-scoring first half, very similar as we talked about in the first half to first two times these two teams played this year. One team having the slight edge at halftime and making enough plays down the stretch to win the game. That's pretty much what we've seen so far. First meeting, halftime, Ledgers had a 10-point lead back on January 5th. Scored the Orioles 23-21 in the second half. They met just a week ago on February 6th. Ledgers led by three at halftime, 23-20. Scored North Fond du Lac 21-16 in the second half to pull out the victory. So I guess you could say par for the course when these two teams meet up, especially in the 2020-2021 season, with St. Mary Springs leading 19-16 at the half. Leading scorers for both teams, Ledgers being led so far by Reese Newman with 5 points, and then 4 points each for Sidney Pitts and Izzy Kuhn. Meanwhile, North Fond du Lac being led in the contest so far by Lauren Stettbacher with 6, and then 4 points for Bree Rock. So Stettbacher with 6 to lead North Fond du Lac, Reese Newman with 5 to lead St. Mary Springs. Well, of course, we'll have high school sports for you coming up tomorrow. Our schedule dependent on really two games that we're watching tonight, this game right in front of us here, and, of course, the Winnebago Lutheran-Mayville game. Once we get results on both of those, that'll determine our broadcast schedule. So we'd be right back here tomorrow night. We could also be over at WLA for WLA and St. Mary Springs Part 3. It would be a fun matchup as well. We'll see what happens, but we are planning to bring you high school girls basketball regional championship action tomorrow right here on KFIZ. 6:45 will be the broadcast time, 7 o'clock with the tip-off, and you can catch the action right here on News Talk 1450 KFIZ. Bucks basketball, by the way, coming up following our broadcast here tonight. Bucks and the Utah Jazz from Salt Lake City. We'll cover starting in progress right after we're done here, which should be a little after 8 p.m. Tip-off is 8, so we'll have joint in progress coverage following our broadcast here this evening. Before we go any further, I want to ask you, when you're faced with a challenge, how you respond determines the real winners. Rural Mutual Insurance believes there's something more important than just winning or losing a game. They believe that the team, school, and fans who support their athletes with dignity and class are the true champions. Rural Mutual is the proud sponsor of the WIAA Rural Mutual Insurance Sportsmanship Award since it started in 1965. For all different sports, from football to volleyball, soccer to tennis, the award recognizes more than team sportsmanship. It recognizes that sportsmanship matters in your community as well. Visit ruralmutual.com/WIAA. You can see how our team and your community can work together to be true champions. The message, of course, from the WIAA. Except for state tournament action, of course, a little bit away, some games to get through for both girls and boys basketball. Boys haven't even started the playoffs, but girls tournament chugging along. State individual wrestling this weekend. Good luck if you have any wrestlers at state. Of course, three different locations all at the same time, all tomorrow. You can catch a preview of that, by the way, at the local sports section, KFIZ.com. You can check that out and read up on the wrestling action. We'll follow those results, of course, here on KFIZ and KFIZ.com as we learn them as the day goes on tomorrow. So good luck to area wrestlers that are competing at state this weekend as well. About a minute away from the second half as St. Mary Springs leads North Fond du Lac 19-16 on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Back with the second half after this here on KFIZ.
Baker Cheese, the pioneer of string cheese, is one of the largest standalone string cheese operations in the country, partnering with excellent local farmers so that in less than 48 hours from the time the milk leaves the farms, Baker's all-natural string cheese is ready for your enjoyment. Celebrating over 100 years of exceptional quality, visit the Baker Cheese Store on County Road G in St. Cloud or call 477-7111, 477-7111 to place your order. Baker Cheese, freshest in every bite.
News Talk 1450 KFIZ Sports. Our teams play here.
Right back here to St. Mary Springs as we bring you WIAA Division III regional semifinal action. St. Mary Springs is leading North Fond du Lac 19-16 on the Quest Interior scoreboard as we get set for the second half of action here this evening. Three-point lead for the Ledgers coming out of the break, and it will be North Fond du Lac starting with possession. The Orioles will inbound to the near sideline. And they'll move from right to left. St. Mary Springs left to right as the second half begins. Orioles with the basketball here. This is Herzig tossing it off to the right-hand side, getting out to Bree Rock. Rock bringing it back to Herzig. Near side. Rookie into the right-hand corner. Tossing it down low. Rookie back out. Top of the circle. Three-pointer well off the mark there for Bree Rock as she holds her face, kind of embarrassed at that, assuming that's how she was feeling there. And we'll go back to St. Mary Springs as the Ledgers lead 19-16 on the Quest Interior scoreboard. It's a short drive for Pitts. Pitts misses off the rim, gets her own miss. Whistle and a jump ball. We'll keep it with St. Mary Springs on the deck. Send Reese Newman to do the duties here. 27 to play for the game, 19-16, Ledgers in front. Toss out here to Kuhn. Kuhn getting it to Freund. Now back out to Kuhn. Just right at the circle. At the right wing, here's Freund. Freund working it back to Newman. Newman right side, into the corner. Getting it down low. Kuhn puts it up and in. Izzy Kuhn now with six. 21-16, St. Mary Springs. 55 seconds into the second half of the Quest Interior scoreboard. Bree Rock will sprint it along the sideline, and she is called for the offensive foul. Rock called for the foul. That is Rock's third and the first of the half on North Fond du Lac. 16:59 to play for the game. Ledgers lead the Orioles 21-16 on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Throwing for the right side, tosses to Newman. She'll work it over to the left. The left wing to Hoffman. Hoffman inside, kicking it back out to Freund. Freund had to track it down before it got back to the Orioles. Back to Newman, top of the key. Newman handing it to Freund. Freund takes off from the right wing. Feeds it back over to the left. Kicking it back out. Newman for three. On the way, well off the mark, no good. But Sidney Pitts tracks it down for St. Mary Springs. Newman drives the lane. Dishes it off to Hoffman. Hoffman to top of the circle. Kicking it back out. Newman will try from three again and bury it. Newman now with eight. 24-16. It's an eight-point game for St. Mary Springs. 16-10 to play for the game. Now a turnover on the Orioles. Back the other way it goes. Into the corner for three. Off the side of the rim, no good. As Pitts misses the three-pointer for the Ledgers. And Herzig will bring it up the court. Tossing into the corner. Into Schrenk. Schrenk driving underneath the basket. Tossing it back out. Herzig will try from three. Off the front of the rim, no good. Almost had it, just left it a little short. As the Ledgers toss it ahead. Freund into the corner. Now she gets it back. Freund passing it back into the corner again. Feeding to Hoffman. Hoffman has it rejected. Out of bounds. Nice play there by Schrenk to knock it away from Hoffman as she started to go up with it. Coming in from the right. And a whistle and a timeout taken by North Fond du Lac with 15:31 to play for the game on the Quest Interior scoreboard. 24-16 our score. Ledgers have opened up the lead to 8 points on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Tonight's game is brought to you by Cole Oil and Propane, serving Fond du Lac, Lamira, Griffith, Campbellsport, and surrounding communities with high-quality fuels, lubricants, propane, and customer-first service that's second to none. Online at coaloilandpropane.com. 15:31 to play for the game on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Against St. Mary Springs leading 24-16. And the Ledgers will have the basketball and the lead. Trying to make it a 10-point advantage here as Pitts catches at the wing. She'll drive to the free throw line, feeding it back out into the corner for Newman. Newman finds Hoffman, back out to Newman. She'll take out from the wing. Getting it back out, pass tipped away as Rock got her hand on it. But it stays with St. Mary Springs. inside, now back out. Left wing three, bounces it off the rim, no good. Newman tracks it down, hands it back to Pitts. Pitts will give it off here, getting it into the corner for Newman. Newman takes off from the wing, loses the basketball. It's on the floor, and a whistle here and a tie-up. We'll give it back to the Orioles with 14:59 to play for the game. 24-16, St. Mary Springs. Schneider gets the inbound, and she'll toss it off here, running up the court, getting it to Rock. Rock coming inside, tosses it out. Now she gets it back as she weaves through the defenders. One-hand pass intended for Herzig, or pardon me, not Herzig, that was Schneider. Saw the one, not three. Schneider knocks it away. It goes out of bounds. St. Mary Springs will have the basketball. And leading 24-16 with 14:37 to play for the game of this WIAA regional semifinal game. Freund sizes one up from three and knocks it down. Rayleigh Freund, 2 3-pointers on the evening. She's got 6 points, and the lead is 11 now for the Ledgers at 27-16 on the far sideline. Whistle here, ball going out of bounds. And it will be still Oriole basketball as Stepbacher comes back in for North Fond du Lac. 14-17 to play. As Schrank takes it in from the corner, she'll roll it underneath. Reverse layup missed there by Schneider, and the Ledgers come away with it. Springs back to the way. Back into the corner. Three-pointer. Left corner on the way. Bounces off the rim. No good. Karam's all the way out, and Schrank pulls it back for the Orioles. We're going to cross half-court line, kicking it back out here to Stepbacher. Stepbacher finds to Rock, now back to Stepbacher. Stepbacher takes it, left of the lane, a little floater, rolls off the rim, no good for Stepbacher. As Ledgers get it back, 13:37 to play, leading 27-16 on the Quest interior scoreboard. Out here to Hoffman. Hoffman on the right. Gives it to Newman. Newman dribbles to the elbow, kicks it back to Kuhn at top of the circle. Back over to the left-hand side. Out to Newman. Newman finds Hoffman again. Hoffman handing it here to Pitts. Pitts on the right wing. Dribbles to the right elbow. Now kicks it back top of the circle for Kuhn. Over into the left-hand corner here is Newman again. Newman feeds it out to Hoffman. Hoffman finds Freund on the right side. Ryan at the free throw line tosses it into Hoffman, and a collision. He's one Oriole player on the floor, all going out of bounds, and it will be Ledger basketball. And that is Bednar, who is on the floor. She asked, "Are you okay?" She said, "Yep." Right back up. Ledgers have the basketball. Pitts hands it here, getting it to Newman. Newman dribbles past the defender underneath the basket. And a whistle here. It looks like we get a foul here on the Orioles. Bednar, her first, team second. And stepping in here for the Orioles is Megan Pilot for North Fond du Lac. Stays St. Mary Springs basketball. And a turnover here on the Ledgers. They lead still by 11, 27-16 with 12:40 left to play in the game. Stepbacher tosses it out here to Pilot. Pilot will hand it back out to Stepbacher. She'll work it around the perimeter here, tossing it into the right-hand corner. Hitting it to Schrank. Schrank coming in from the right-hand side. And now a turnover. Ledgers back the other way. As Newman dishes it. Kuhn left the jumper short. Rebound pulled down by Pilot. Quick toss ahead. And the Orioles unable to corral it. It will go back to St. Mary Springs. A little bit too much English on that pass as Schrank couldn't track it down. A little bit too far out in front of her. As St. Mary Springs will take it back the other way. 12:14 to play in this one. Ledgers up 27-16 on the Orioles. Freund. Freund near top of the key, being guarded by Schrank. Back over to the left-hand side. Into the left corner, tossing it in for Hoffman. Hoffman working it past the defender. Times to go off glass. McCants, second chance for Boone up. Nobody fouled. Foul is called on North Fond du Lac. Lexi Schneider, her second, team's third of the half. Two shots here for Kuhn for the Ledgers, which was good for Kuhn. Izzy Kuhn now with seven. The lead is 12 for St. Mary's Springs at 28-16. Tessa Tennies will step in for Sydney Pitts, and Kuhn will get one more foul shot. Kuhn, 6 to both. Izzy Kuhn now with 8 points. And the lead is 13 for St. Mary Springs, 29-16 with 11:50 left to play in the game. Toss ahead. Orioles throw it away. As Braley Freund will get it here. Freund finds to Hoffman. Into the corner. Three-pointer. Left corner. Off the mark. No good. Second chance for Hoffman as it pops. Blocked away from behind. As the Orioles will sprint it back the other way with Stepbacher. Stepbacher working it out. Schneider catches near top of the circle. Back out Stepbacher for three. Bounces off the back of the rim. No good. Had a good look at it. A little bit too strong. As St. Mary Springs takes it back the other way. Freund handing it here. Or Freund gets it here, I should say. Freund near top of the key. Freund inside the post. Get back out. Here's Newman. Newman working it into Hoffman. Hoffman right side of the lane. Can't get the roll. And the rebound is pulled down by Schrank for the Orioles. Schrank sprints it up the court. Bounces it into the corner for Pilot. Three-pointer on the way. Schrank rattles it home. Madison Schrank knocks down the triple, and it's a 10-point game again at 29-19. A full timeout taken here with 10:51 left to play in the contest. Ledgers lead by 10 over North Fond du Lac. More coming up after this here on News Talk 14.
Think you can't afford life insurance? Think again. You might be surprised how affordable it can be. 80% of Americans overestimate the cost of life insurance. Maybe it's time to swap out a few small expenses for some big peace of mind. Life insurance can protect what matters the most, and it's the right thing to do. Let's talk today. For details, contact me, Tim Cruz, at American Family Insurance at 920-921-7424 or stop by my office at 218 North Seymour Street in Fond du Lac today.
American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
American Family Insurance.
News Talk 1450 KFIZ Sports, the only game in town.
All right, welcome back to Hunter Gymnasium here at St. Mary Springs Academy. Ledgers lead North Fond du Lac in this WIAA Division III regional semifinal game. Ledgers 29. And Orioles 19 here on this Friday evening from St. Mary Springs. Winner moves on to a regional championship game tomorrow evening. Likely going to be at number one seed WLA. One more once this game and that game are completed. Ledgers had the basketball, 10-point lead. As Freund dribbles it here, she'll hand it here to Newman. Newman comes in, tosses it out, three-pointer, left side, good. Braley Freund knocks down her third triple of the game, 32-19, St. Mary Springs, as the Orioles nearly turn it over. Re-Rock sprinting up the far sideline, tossing it to Schrank. Schrank catching in the corner, bringing it right side of the basket. No, just the runner. And Braley Freund brings it up the court here, finding Hoffman. She'll hand it off here. Newman dribbles to the left-hand corner. 10 minutes to play. Ledgers 32, Orioles 19. Here's Freund. Freund jumper, free throw line, bounces off the rim. Second chance for Kuhn. Count it and the foul. Izzy Kuhn now in double figures with 10. And she'll get an opportunity to complete the three-point play. Foul is called on Schrank, her first and the team's fourth. Checking in for North Fond du Lac, Lily Heidel. Clara Fouch stepping in for St. Mary Springs. Kuhn ready, and it's good. Kuhn with 11. Ledgers 35, Orioles 19 on the Quest Interior scoreboard. 3-point half for North Fond du Lac. As being trapped is Bednar. Bednar rolls it along the sideline, somehow gets it to Stepmacher. Coming in, left side, Stepmacher good. Lauren Stepmacher now with 8, 35-21 in the Quest Interior scoreboard. 9.5 to play for the game here in this D3 regional semifinal. Here's Newman handing it off to Tennies. Tennies brings it in. Tennies in the paint, bounces it out. Left side three, rattles off the rim, no good. Offensive rebound, though, to St. Mary Springs. Runner in the lane, good for Braylee Freund. She's in double figures now with 11. 37-21. Ledger's in front, approaching 9 minutes to play for the game. Here's Stepmacher. Stepmacher will get it back near half court. Stepmacher feeds it here to Elock. Elock rolling it in. Coming in, Bednar, counter to the foul for Haley Bednar. Bednar now with 6. She'll get a chance to make it 7. Foul is called on Clara Fouch, her first and the team's first of the half, as Bednar gets 1. Bednar is good with the foul shot. 7 points for Bednar, and a 30-second timeout taken by North Fond du Lac with 8:56 to play in the contest on the Quest Interior scoreboard. This game is brought to you by Quest Interiors, locations in Fond du Lac and Oshkosh. Also, a big thank you to Eden Meat Market and Catering at 477-2711 at edenmeat.com. 8:56 left to play in this one. Ledger's in front, 37-24. A 13-point advantage on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Ledger's led 19-16 at halftime. And taking a rather big lead here for a little bit of a charge here for North Fond du Lac. 37-24 score. It is St. Mary Springs basketball. Off a 3-point play from Haley Bednar for the Orioles. And the Ledgers will work it up the court here as Reese Newman brings it up. Newman tosses to Kuhn. Work it back over to left-hand side. Here's Newman. Newman rolling it in, getting it in. Now nearly a turnover. Ledger's able to track it down. Coming in from the left wing. Out to Newman. Newman drives the lane. Newman, short runner, and whistle offensive foul call on the Ledgers. That'll be on Reese Newman. Foul is on Newman, her second and the team's second of the half. As Herzig steps in for North Fond du Lac, Sydney Pitch back in for St. Mary Springs. As Bree Rock will also come back in for the Orioles. 8.5 to play, 37-24. Ledgers lead by 13. Orioles have the basketball off after the offensive foul. Here's Herzig tossing it back out. Stepmacher, short jumper just inside the arc, no good. Tries to save it, and the ball's on the floor. Ledgers come away with it. As St. Mary Springs takes it back to the way, Freund will toss it off here. Getting it to Kuhn, back to Freund. Feeding it inside. Kuhn, no shot, foul on the floor. Foul is on Schneider, her third. Team foul number 5 of the half on North Fond du Lac with 8:06 to play in the game. Today's Ledger basketball as Tennies catches in the corner. Tennies brings it in from the right corner. Stops in front of the basket, puts it up, no. Missed on the short jumper from point-blank range as Stepmacher jogged it up the court. Here's a toss to Herzig. Herzig back out to Stepmacher, top of the key. Finds it back out to Herzig. Herzig back out here, Stepmacher, rolling it in, kicking it back out. Stepmacher finds the lane. Floater good. Lauren Stepmacher now with 10, 37-26. The lead is 11 for St. Mary Springs. 7.5 to play for the game. There's Newman tossing it into the corner, coming in from the corner, now rolling it out. Hits, can't track it down. Ball's on the floor. It is a jump ball, so it will stay with St. Mary Springs. Haley Hoffman stepping back in for the Ledgers. 7:22 to play on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Springs leading 37-26 in this D3 regional semifinal game. Ledgers have the basketball and the lead. Looking along the left-hand side here is Tennies. Back out. Now feeding it over to the left-hand side. Into the left-hand corner. Orioles trying to create that turnover here. Quick toss, Kuhn, right side, jumper short. Gets her own miss, rolls it back out. She'll bring it back out. Tenney's catches near top of the key. Now she has it poked away. Herzig with a good defensive play to poke it away. Tosses to Stepbacher, right of the lane. Stepbacher, short jumper, can't get the roll. And a battle for the basketball. Tenney's rips it away. And they will get a foul here. It looks like on the Orioles. Herzig was in there trying to create the jump ball because it would have kept the ball on this end with North Fond du Lac, but instead Herzig gets dinged for a second foul on the team's sixth of the half. 6:39 to play in this one. Ledgers lead 37-26 on the Quest Interior scoreboard. As Pitts gets the basketball, weaves among the defenders. Pitts nearly lost it. No travel calls, and the Ledgers are granted a timeout. Ledgers are granted a timeout as Pitts pretty clearly traveled with that one. She picked up the basketball. She lost her, picked up her dribble, continued to run with it, which very obviously would be a travel. North Fond du Lac coaches and fans want it, but official claims he didn't see it. That's his story, and he's sticking to it. 6:27 left to play, still 11-point advantage for St. Mary's Springs here with 6:27 to play on this one. More after this here.
I love your new countertops.
Thanks. I do too. It's Quartz from Quest Interiors.
Quest Interiors does countertops?
Yep. They have an awesome selection of Quartz countertops on display right in their showroom. You just choose the style and color you want from their Power Buy selection, and Quest Interiors does the rest.
Wow. Sounds easy to me.
And the best part is, because they fabricate their own countertops, they saved us a lot of money.
Get Quartz countertops for less at Quest Interiors, Fond du Lac, and Oshkosh.
News Talk 1450 KFIZ Sports. Our teams play here.
6:27 left in this one on the Quest Interiors scoreboard as St. Mary Springs leads North Fond du Lac. D3 regional semifinal game. 11-point advantage for the home team Ledgers here this evening. Back out to Kuhn. Kuhn brings it to the free throw line. Ledgers have possession here. And swatted away from Newman. Stepbacher takes it to the basket. Missed the runner. Second chance. No, but a whistle and a foul. And the Orioles will go to the line. Foul is called on Kuhn, her first. And the team's third. Two shots for Haley Bednar coming up here for the Orioles. This is the first. Look at one more. Second one on the way. No good. 0 for 2 for Haley Bednar. Ball's on the floor. Newman able to get it out. Timeout taken here. Not really how the Ledgers drew it up there, as Coach Reddick will take a timeout. Newman nearly turned it over, rolled it back to a teammate. The Ledgers will take the timeout. 5:55 left in this one. Again, 37-26 our score on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Winner moving on to the regional championship game tomorrow evening. 7 o'clock start time for that one. And likely to be at Winnebago Lutheran. Vikings top seed unbeaten, taking on Mayville this evening. Of all the scores for you following the game here tonight on KFIZ, of course on KFIZ.com. You can check out the local sports section and tune into the Saturday edition of the early show with Jerry St. John. Find out more. Pitts bringing it up the court. Pitts being trailed by Stepbacher. She'll weave past her. Pitts getting it out here to Kuhn. Kuhn right of the lane. Kuhn flips it back out. Bring it to the free throw line. Back out to Kuhn in the corner. Kuhn finds Newman, right wing. 5.5 to play. Ledgers in front, 37-26. On the left side, working it in. Tenney's has it knocked away. And the Orioles turn it over this way. Ball squirts the other way, just barely saving it from going out of bounds. They toss it into Hoffman, right side or left side layup, good. Haley Hoffman right there to stick it back up and in. 39-26. And a whistle here, and a turnover on the Orioles will send it back to St. Mary Springs. 39-26, lead 13. 5:09 to play for the game on the Quest Interior scoreboard. D3 regional semifinal game. Ledger's working with it here as Kuhn hit the basketball. Kuhn going to take it. She'll dish to Hoffman. Hoffman, left side layup, good again. Back-to-back for Hoffman, 6 points for her, 41-26 on the Quest Interior scoreboard, under five to play. Stepmacher tosses it off, gets it to the free throw line, now she'll get it back. Stepmacher coming in from the left side, and a whistle here, and a foul called on Reese Newman. That is her third, team's fourth of the half. All stays with the Orioles here. 4:44 to play. Orioles down 41-26. Stepmacher sizes up a three. Bounces it home. Off glass and good. Lauren Stepmacher, 13 for her. 41-29 on the Quest Interior scoreboard. As the Ledgers take it back to the way. Stepmacher falls down. As whistle here to travel called on St. Mary Springs. With 4:23 left in this one. 41-29. Stepmacher will jog it up the court. Stepmacher tossing to Ross. Now back to Stepmacher herself. Just inside the left side. Good. Stepmacher now with 15. 41-31. Suddenly it's a 10-point game with 4 minutes and 4 seconds left in the contest. Here's Pitts. Pitts finds to Newman. Newman over to Freund, right side. Freund tossing it here, finding it to Pitts. Pitts left side layup, good. Sydney Pitts with six. Six for Sydney, 43-31. Ledger's lead back up to 12, 3:44 left in this one. Stepmacher on the far sideline. Stepmacher bouncing to Rock. Rock back out near half court. She'll toss back to Stepmacher. Stepmacher in the corner. Stepmacher now finding Rock again. Rock dribbling, drops the runner, off glass, no, and rolling out of bounds. It will stay with the Orioles with 3:22 left. And Ledger's player on the floor. Some help getting up. Laughing about it, she'll stand up. That's Reese Newman. 3:22 left in this one. 43-31 our score. On the Quest Interior scoreboard as Tenney's checks back in. Reese Newman will take a seat. 22 left, like we said, in the second half. It is North Fond du Lac basketball. They trail by 12, 43-31. Trinkle inbound baseline right, bounces it to Stepmacher, just inside the left corner. Short jumper is off the mark, though good. Rolls out of bounds. And it will be North Fond du Lac basketball again. Officials had to talk it over. Will be Oriole basketball. 3:16 left, still 43-31, St. Mary Springs. Stepmacher gets the inbound. She'll toss to Rock. Into the corner for Schrank. Schrank toss to Schneider. Jumper good. Lexi Schneider. 4 points for her. 43-33. 10-point game. 3 minutes left on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Rolling it out here to Kuhn. Kuhn getting it over to the left-hand side. Freund. Freund toss to Pitts. Pitts top of the key. Pitts drives the lane and a whistle here. And a foul. 2:48 left. Foul is on Stepmacher, her first in team seventh. And Tessa Tenney's will be at the free throw line. Or Sydney Pitts, rather. Should be a 1-1. And that is indeed what it is. She misses the front end ball, pops in the air. Izzy Kuhn gets the rebound, and she is fouled as she gets the board. called on Lexi Schneider for four in the team's cave. So another 1-1 here for St. Mary Springs. Kuhn, ready, misses that ball shot. So 0 for 2 on the last two 1-1 opportunities. That makes sense. Stackhawker brings it up the court. Toss it in the corner for Schrank. Schrank brings it in. Out 4-3. Off the back of the rim, though. Good for Rock. Offensive rebound. Out to the Orioles. And Schneider goes up with a cheap foul. Foul is called on Haley Hoffman. Her first, team's fifth. And two shots here for the Orioles. First one good. .43-34. And one more here for Schneider. Two for two for Lexi Schneider. 6 points for her. 43-35. The lead is 8 for St. Mary Springs. 2:26 to play for the game. On the Quest Interior scoreboard. Pitts brings it up the court. Pitts with a toss here to Kuhn. Back to Pitts. Pitts at top of the circle. Pitts almost loses the basketball. Down the left corner. Now she gets it back. Feeding it to Kuhn. Right side. Caught it. And the foul is the Kuhn. 13 for Kuhn. Back to a 10-point game. She'll get a chance at a 3-point play. Colin Stettbacher, her second. Team's ninth. Schneider will come back in for the Orioles. Kuhn will get a 3-point play opportunity here. Kuhn ready with it, fires away, misses the foul shot. Stays a 10-point game. Ledger's 45, Orioles 35 with 2:04 to play for the game. There's Stettbacher. Stettbacher finds Schrank. Schrank at the right-hand wing. Into the right corner, rolling it back out here, getting it to Bednar. Bednar tossing it into Rock. Back out to Schrank. Into Rock. Rock can't make the short layup. And a whistle here. And it should be a foul here on North Fond du Lac. Three Rock for fourth. And the 10th team foul. So St. Mary Springs in the double bonus for the final minute 46 of the game here. Tessa Tenney's will shoot two for Springs. Misses the first. She'll get one more. 46 left in this one. One more on the way for Tenney. She hits that one. Tessa Tenney's now with 2 points. 46-35, minute 46 left to play in the contest on the Quest Interior scoreboard. We'll take a timeout with them. High School Hoops right here on KFIZ.
Do your life goals. Shouldn't your financial advisor take the time to get to know them? I do. I'm Dan Sprader, a Fond du Lac Edward Jones financial advisor. The most important goals I have are yours. That's why I take the time to understand your needs, and I can recommend personalized strategies with your goals in mind. Contact me at 923-3934. Making time to take the time. That's how Edward Jones makes sense of investing. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
KFIZ Sports, the only game in town.
Minute 46 left in this one, this Division III regional semifinal game as St. Mary Springs leads North Fond du Lac by 11, 46-35 on the Quest Interior scoreboard here this evening. Timeout taken by St. Mary Springs. And the Orioles will have the basketball here. Stephbacher will sprint it up the court. Across the half-court line. Stephbacher finding it. Out to Rock. Back out to Stephbacher here. Toss back to Rock. At the right wing. Rock. Floater in the lane. Bounces off the heel of the rim. High in the air. Izzy Kuhn pulls it down. 90 seconds to play in this one. As St. Mary Springs has the basketball. minute 21 left to whistle here at a foul. The Orioles. On Bree Rock, she has fouled out. Her fifth, and Orioles are over the limit. Rock finishing with 4 points this evening. Checking in for the Orioles, Olivia Huseman. Freund will shoot two. She makes the first. Freund with 12 points. 47-35. It is a 12-point lead with a minute 21 left. And Freund hits them both. Taylor Rowe steps in for Springs. 48-35. Ledgers lead by 13. With a minute 21 left to play in the game. Stepmacher brings it up the court. Stepmacher will size one up from three. Can't get it to fall. Offensive board for the Orioles. Schneider puts it back and can't get the short jumper to fall. We'll go out of bounds back to, or stay with, I should say, North Fond du Lac with a minute 8 left. Into the corner, Schrank. Back out, Stepbacher in the corner. Stepbacher weaving through the defenders. Short jumper, rolls off the rim, no good. Second chance, Houston up it in. ...48-37, 11-point lead. And a 30-second timeout taken by North Fond du Lac here with 56.9 left to play in the contest, and the Quest Interior scoreboard. Ledger's 56.9 away from advancing to the regional championship game, which will be tomorrow evening. We'll have the game for you right here on KFIZ. Again, 7 o'clock scheduled start time. 6:45, the pregame show, right? About 6:40, 6:45 or so, right here at USAC 1450. Lead is 11 for St. Mary Springs out of the timeout from the Orioles. 48-37 our score. Ledgers lead by 11. And a whistle here to foul the backcourt on the Orioles. It'll send St. Mary Springs to the line. Fouls on Bednar, her second. Orioles are well past the limit. As Sydney Pitts will get two. First for Pitts is short. She'll get one more. And she gets that one to fall. Pitts now with seven. 49-37. Lead is 12 with 50 seconds left of the game. Stepmacher out near half court, tossing to the free throw line. Driving inside is Bednar up it in. Haley Bednar with nine. And it's a 10-point game. It's 44 seconds left, I should say, on the Quest Interior scoreboard. We'll take a timeout with them. High School Hoops continues after this here at KFIZ.
This is what matters. This is beyond X's and O's. This is the difference mutual respect makes. This is what character looks like. This is what defines us in Wisconsin. This is sportsmanship. School sports. It's not the outcome that matters most, but the way the games are played. This message presented by the Wisconsin Interscholastic Athletic Association and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
News Talk 1450 KFIZ Sports, the only game in town.
...44.2 seconds left to play in this one on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Division 3 regional semifinal game. St. Mary Springs leading North Fond du Lac by 10, 49-39 on the Quest Interior scoreboard. It'll be Ledger basketball out of the timeout by the Orioles. Kuhn will inbound. And dribbling along the far sideline, Ledgers bring it up the court. Tossing it into the corner, 35 seconds left. And a whistle here and a foul on the Orioles. They'll get a Huseman.
Number 11, Olivia Huseman, that's her first.
Her first. Reels well beyond the limit here, and Pitts will get two shots for St. Mary Springs. Pitts misses the first. She'll get one more. Katie Fabricius in for St. Mary Springs. As Clara Fouch also steps in for Springs here with 32.6 left. Pitts misses the second, and she tries to track it down, but loses it out of bounds off the bench. Ellie Judkins in for St. Mary Springs as well with 31.2 left. Orioles trailing 49-39. They'll have the basketball here. Stepmacher tossing to Herzig, top of the circle. Herzig, jumper, left it short. Huisman gets the rebound, though, as they'll toss it here to Schneider. Schneider has it knocked away. St. Mary Springs works with it here. A foul called. And that will send, looks like, Judkins to the line. Schneider is called for the foul, her fifth, and Schneider will finish tonight with 6 points for North Fond du Lac. Schneider, a senior, her final career game for the Orioles. Willie Heidel checking in for North Fond du Lac. And Judkins will get two shots here for St. Mary Springs with 13.8 left. Judkins first, can't roll home. Olivia Freiberg checking in for North Fond du Lac. One more here for Judkins, and she gets that one to rattle home. Ellie Judkins makes it 50-39 with 13.9 left to play. Your Stepmacher, she'll launch from three, can't connect there. Ball bounces in the air. Haley Hoffman grabs it, and that should do it here. St. Mary Springs will move on. The Ledgers will play for a regional championship tomorrow evening. St. Mary Springs winning over North Fond du Lac here this evening, 50-39. We'll take a quick timeout. Back to wrap it up, we'll send you to Bucks Basketball after this here at News Talk 1450.
In a lawsuit, a little extra liability protection can go a long way. I'm Tim Cruz with American Family Insurance. A personal liability umbrella policy from American Family Insurance offers $1 million or more of coverage over and above the limits of your auto and home policies. And it's affordable. For details, contact me, Tim Cruz, at 920-921-7424 or stop by my office at 218 North Seymour Street in Fond du Lac today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
American Family Insurance.
Welcome back to St. Mary Springs Academy. Final score in this WIAA Division III regional semifinal game this evening. The St. Mary Springs Ledgers victorious over North Fond du Lac in this regional semifinal game. Final score 50-39, St. Mary Springs a winner. I don't know if you heard that behind me here, but Winnebago Lutheran dominating over Mayville tonight, 87-39. So we'll be part three between St. Mary Springs and Winnebago Lutheran over at WLA tomorrow evening. We'll have the game for you here on KFIZ. But back to tonight's contest, St. Mary Springs winning tonight 50-39. Ledgers led by three at halftime, and they win tonight by 11 points. Ledger's leading scorers, 13 points apiece for Braylee Freund and Izzy Kuhn. And for North Fond du Lac, nice game for Lauren Stepbacher with 15 in the loss. Also Haley Bednar with 9 in defeat for North Fond du Lac. So with the victory, St. Mary Springs improves to 17-6 overall. And North Fond du Lac closes the season with a 10-13 record. As we just mentioned, the Ledgers will play Winnebago Lutheran for a regional championship game tomorrow evening over at WLA. Tip time is set for 7 o'clock. We'll be there with the action for you right here at KFIZ with coverage starting at 6:45 tomorrow evening right here on News Talk 1450 KFIZ. And your final score in this WIAA Division III regional semifinal game, St. Mary Springs, a 50-39 winner over North Fond du Lac. Here from St. Mary Springs Academy. Thanks for joining us this evening on News Talk 1450 KFIZ. A next for you on this Friday, Bucks basketball, the Bucks and the Utah Jazz from Salt Lake City. That's next here on KFIZ.
You've been listening to high school sports coverage on News Talk 1450 KFIZ. Tonight's game has been brought to you by these community-minded sponsors. AirTech Heating, Eden Meat Market and Catering, Dan Sprader, your local Edward Jones representative, Taco Bell, Cole Oil and Propane, Quest.